Do you remember using anything at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as a pillow?
Let me think. A bolster?
Y'all use these?
Mm-hmm.
What do you put on a bed for warmth?
A blanket, a quilt.
Right. A cover that had some kind of batting in it.
That's a quilt.
Did you have any other names or any other kind of covers like this?
Alright.
What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children would especially like to sleep in?
A pallet.
Alright. We expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very
rich.
Or is there another word you might use?
Fertile.
Alright. The flat lowland along the stream, which is overflowed in spring and plowed down later.
Bottom land.
How about a low-lying grassland?
You're referring to a pasture?
Yes, or...
Meadow.
Suppose this was some land that had water standing in it for a good part of the time.
Swamp.
How about the place where salt hay grows along the sea? It would be just miles on out. You can see nothing but just the grass growing up down toward the ocean.
Marshes?
Yes, ma'am. What different kinds of soil do you have in the field where you used to live? Do they have different names?
Sandy rich soil and clay soil.
Right. Suppose it was part sand and part clay. Would you have any special name for that?
You just sandy soil.
If they're getting water off the marshes, you say they're doing what?
Dredging.
What would you call the thing that you dug? Are there such as digging a hole?
Post hole?
For drainage.
Oh, for drainage. Not a channel.
Well, any other names you might use?
Irrigation ditch.
Or just to, to maybe perhaps drain the water off of it?
Just a drainage ditch, I guess.
Okay. What would you call a shallow arm of the sea, or, being a tidal stream? Right. Uh-huh. A deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across.
Canal?
No, it would be more like a valley, a natural valley. It'd be pretty deep and pretty wide.
Creek?
No. Let's see.
I don't follow you on that one.
Well, there's some people call it a ravine, or some people call it,
Oh, a gulch or a gully?
Yes, ma'am. What did y'all call them?
Gully.
If there had been a heavy rainfall, and the rain had cut out a channel across a road or a field, you would call that place what?
Washed out.
Alright. Alright. Would you have any particular name for it?
Oh, let's see. A gully.
All right. What do you call a small stream of water?
A creek.
Is there anything smaller than that?
A stream.
All right. Anything between that and the river?
Creek and a stream and a branch.
All right.